Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. George in New Hampshire is calling in. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Gwyneth. Good, how are you? I'm sorry, what?
I said I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I was going to say that I don't know if you've heard of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, they're two homosexuals who are out of Vermont, and they have an ice cream plant over there, a factory, maybe some other places. Well, some years ago, I heard that they were putting a lot of money towards legalizing same-sex unions in Australia. And eventually, I guess it went through, right, Gwyneth, over there, that was passed?
Yeah, unfortunately it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I found out, though, what they were doing, and shortly before I heard a blip, I had never heard it before, but someone who I knew pretty well said, Pastor Butch Boggy said that they're both homosexuals. And I had never heard anything one way or the other, and it wasn't something that I really went all out to find out. But when I found out that, one of my sons is very much into health food. The other two pretty much, they go back and forth. But anyway, the fact is, I told him, I said, son, from that day forward, when I heard what they were pushing and promoting, and then it kind of clicked, the two pieces came together, I never bought another one of their ice cream products or any of their products again. And, you know, you vote with your pocketbook. And now I notice is they're coming out for Bernie Sanders. They came, I'm in the next state, New Hampshire, so Vermont's right next door. So it's like, not to go on and on, I'll just say that they crossed over and they were doing a reading somewhere near in the next town of Peter and the Wolf. And I said, how appropriate for them to do this. And then they had a drag queen reading down in maybe about 35 miles away. And that was really like the first in the end. I said, these predators, they're grooming children. And Peter and the Wolf, though, how appropriate, you know? I mean, appropriate in a sarcastic way.
I just looked up Ben and Jerry's, and here's what it says. This is Answers.com. According to the biography program and viewable on Netflix, Ben and Jerry have been lifelong friends, longtime business partners over 30 years, sometime roommates, but also definitely married to women and fathers to children with their wives. They are also strong supporters of LGBT rights. Now, that doesn't prove anything to me, but that's what it says. Yeah, because some biography, they leave all kinds of things out of biography. If you look at some of the Clintons' information, you'd think that those guys walk on water. But if you type in something like Clinton, death, or deaths, you'll find a completely different story.
One other thing I was going to say was that, Gwyneth, you mentioned the royal family, so-called. They said Prince Charles has restored a castle that was pretty much a ruin in Transylvania because they found that his line was his people, the Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth. I don't know which side it comes from, his father, Prince Philip or whatnot, but they said that they were related to Vlad the Impaler, Vlad Dracul. He was what the Dracula legend was based on. I'm sorry?
That's true. That's true. I've got that from multiple sources, including European royals. Who are, I do have some friends who are European royals. You know, I meet all sorts of people, you know, in the process of my research. And, you know, there's one fellow, and he is actually a European prince. And him and I have become quite good friends, you know, just through me having to do my research and me emailing him and him emailing me back. And we became friends much in the same way as Vincent and I became friends, you know. And he wrote an article about Vlad the Impaler. And I think that he pointed out that Prince Charles is actually the descendant along the direct male line of Vlad the Impaler. And I think that that is the most monumental stuff-up I think that Prince Charles had ever made, is buying the castle of Vlad the Impaler, you know, because he was, from what I gather, not a particularly nice guy. But I think that there's a possibility that Prince Charles might be actually the reincarnation of Vlad the Impaler, because his face, he's got a very distinctive face. And if you go online and look at the face of Vlad the Impaler, you will see that he actually has the same facial structure as Prince Charles, the same bone structure as Prince Charles. And what would be the odds of that actually happening? Even those amazing ears, I don't know what else to call those ears, but other than just amazing. So, but it's, oh my gosh, it is jaw-dropping. And so much about the life of Prince Charles actually is like a reboot of the life of Vlad the Impaler, where on the one hand, this might seem extraordinary, but this is actually in the history books. Vlad the Impaler, he was an extremely cruel man, but he actually had a lot of fans. People in the ordinary populace were either terrified of him or loved him, or both, because he stood up to the Bavarian bankers. And he
also
rounded
stood up to
Bavarian,
the Turks, too.
Bavarian, the Rothschilds. He rounded up the Rothschilds in his local village, and he executed them in a very, very gory manner. The Bavarian Ashkenazi bankers, the Rothschilds, in his local village. And because of that, he actually got a big fan following because he did that. And and Prince Michael brought this out, and I said, really? And he said, yeah. That's actually what happened, and he spends his life studying the history of European royalty. And of course Vlad the Impaler was a bad guy. I'm not defending him, but what I'm saying is that there was a reason why they didn't just go out and execute him. Even though they were terrified of him, they had these people in Romania and Hungary were known for their pitchfork brigades, where they would actually go out from time to time and round up the local vampires and impale them and burn them at the stake, drown them, and hang, draw, and quarter them, and whatever other torturous executions they could think of.
A lot of innocents were accused of being vampires.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, too, though, there was that woman who was of royal blood, And for a period of maybe 30 years, she would find a way to invite virgin women, and
that's
young
right.
virgins,
that's
into her
forward.
Castle. And she would, yeah. under the auspices of either giving them a job or helping them or just honoring them, and then those, they would disappear.
Yeah.
And she would bathe in their blood, and she claimed that that
yeah.
kept her youthful. But they said that the
That's
locals
what.
Kept complaining to the king and to the government, and they said it took
yeah.
like 20, 25 years until finally they realized so many women were disappearing that when they finally caught the woman dead to rights, she turned around
yeah.
and she wasn't executed. She was put under house arrest in her castle. Now, they figured she must have killed maybe
That's
as many
right.
as 60, 70, maybe even a couple of hundred
That's
young women.
Yep. That woman, her name was called Elizabeth Báthory, okay? That's B-A-T-H-R-O-Y. She was contemporary with Vlad the Impaler. She was good friends with Vlad the Impaler, and in fact, she was Vlad the Impaler's cousin. There was a whole nest of them, and they were, without doubt, vampires, in my humble opinion. Okay? I'm not saying that, you know, immortal, blah, blah, Hollywood vampires, they drank blood. Okay? They actually did. And they were really, really vile people. And this is what I'm saying. I think that Prince Charles really has stuffed up big time with buying Vlad the Impaler's castle, Vlad Dracul's castle, Dracula's castle. And that, you know, when I had a dream a while ago where Princess Diana met me in the dream, and she said that the Queen is old and ill, and that Wills needs to prepare himself to be the king. That Prince William needs to prepare himself to be the king. And she basically said in this dream that Charles will never become the king. You know, time will tell. But I feel very, very honored to have met her, and she told me to go and tell everybody that, you know, Prince Charles will never be the king. That it's been decreed from heaven that he will never be the king, and that Wills needs to prepare himself to be the king. And I think that he will make, and that's actually the word that she used. She said Wills needs to prepare himself to be the king.
In what respect? Are you talking about Vlad? Are you talking about
the royalty? Royal family, so-called?
I think the behavior of the millennials, the royal millennials, is disgraceful. I'm talking about specifically Harry and Meghan. I think it's over the top. It bothers me. I would be embarrassed to be one of their subjects. Can you imagine being a subject to that? Yeah. Meghan is disgraceful. She is the typical me first, look at me. Oh, not enough people are looking at me. She feels bad about that. Millennial. I have a couple other comments when we come back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. George is with us in New Hampshire, both USA Prepares instructors. And about Meghan Markle, I believe she is extravagant in her spending. I think she wants everyone to look at her. She wants to feel that she is the center of attention. These are my opinions. And spending between $300,000 and $500,000 USD, or frauds, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollars, on her wardrobe in 2018 is over the top. It's the highest amount any female royal has ever spent on new clothes. It's, how could you do it? How could you spend $500,000 USD on clothing in 1 year? Is it? I don't see how it's possible. I wouldn't know where to, you know, Wranglers don't cost that much. I don't know where you would go to spend that much, but obviously she does. And she's not all that pretty. So how does she get away with this? Because people are not putting their foot down. They're not saying, where does this money come from? Is it from taxation? Where is it coming from? And that was one thing. Another thing I wanted to mention is that we had talked about corporations like Ben and Jerry's giving money away to their favorite perverted causes, okay? All right, well, here's my thought on that. If Ben and Jerry's has so much money left over that they can give it to the the lesbians, the gays, the rest of it, the bis, the trans, the I-don't-knows, the I'll change it in a few minutes, those types. And if Bill Gates has so much that he can give his money away, that only means one thing to me, that they overcharged everybody who was a customer. That's what that means. They have so much money because they overcharged all their customers. That's how I see it. So I am actually disgusted with what I see in the lack of morals. And to me, this is morals. Just spending money with reckless abandon on frivolity, clothing. Do they really need to change their outfit six times a day? Really? Is it because she was pregnant and she had an ever-expanding waistline? Is that really what cost $500,000 in clothing? I don't think so. I think it's vanity. And I think it's disgraceful. But there's a history of that. If you look at kings and queens and you look at the commoners are dressed in filthy rags in the 1500s, and the kings and queens are dressed to the nines. There's such a delta between the clothing of the king and queen versus the commoners. It's unacceptable. And I'm surprised there hasn't been a revolt. I really am. But I know a guy. One second. I know a guy. I met him many times over the years. We would go to historical conventions together. Well, not together, but we'd end up at the same destination. He'd fly in from England. And I'd say, tell me about the queen. What do you think? Well, she's the queen. Well, what do you mean? Well, she's the queen. Okay. What does she do? Well, she's the queen. Okay. What does she do? He couldn't tell me what she did. But he loved her. And he's just one of many who felt the same way. Loyalty. But he couldn't tell me why. George?
Well, the closest I ever got was when I was in college. There was a fellow student whose mother was from England. I guess his father was American. And I asked him, I said, what's this thing with the queen? I said, why is there so much adulation and all the rest of it? He says, we consider it that there has to be something above politics. This is the way he put it. And I kind of understood his idealized view of it, but you asked, where did they get the money for this? I'm told, like, for example, like Prince Charles is an example. They said that he's considered, like, I don't know, the Duke of Wellington. Like, there's a number of titles and properties and whatnot and estates that, you know, they dole out to various and sundry members of the royal family. And they said in that area of that part of England, like if one of the war widows was to die and she had her husband's pension, they said that as soon as she passes away, the pension would revert to Charles because he was in that particular district.
What a great idea. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A State Department official is now being deposed behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry. David Hale breaking a string of Trump administration officials who refused to testify this week. He's the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, and he reportedly is telling investigators that political considerations did fuel the ouster of the U.S.-Ukraine ambassador. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment investigation, highlighted by President Trump's
apparent pressure on Ukraine to investigate Democrats. Meanwhile, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway insists there was no quid pro quo when it came to that July phone call that has triggered the impeachment inquiry.
I mean, you're really showing your colors sometimes, some of you, definitely your outlets, and I would say that's not your job, respectfully.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
when you go to the
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
When I was taking a real estate course many years ago to become a licensed realtor, I did it not to sell property, but I did it for my own purposes. I wanted to learn what the realtors knew, or some of it, so that I could level the playing field and be less of a victim of the system. And I learned about wills, and I learned about dying intestate. I-N-T-E-S-T-A-T-E. And if you die intestate, you die without a will, and the state can take your property. It could be monetary, it could be physical, it could be whatever. And that's what George is talking about. George, please continue.
Just a few other details. It's Princess Diana. antenna was known, and I think this was either in the 80s or maybe the early 90s, it came out that she was spending $80,000 a year on tights, women's tights. And I remember seeing a picture of her. Not that I'm attacking her personally, but I'm just saying, in other words, just the facts, basically, is that I remember they showed her standing next to these very, very fine salmon. And they were basically, she was a very tall woman. And they were as tall as her. They were as long as her. And they said in England, they said the fishing community in England, the commoners, they have quite a catch and release program, because they'll be fishing for these small, just a couple of pound, maybe 2 pound fish. And because they're so limited, they just catch and release them, catch and release them. And yet, it's like you said, and you also said that the royals also, for many centuries now, there were certain colors that only royalty could wear, like purple was a royal color, and it was unlawful for a commoner to wear that color. But I'll leave it with this, because I know you ain't going to have much to cover. I'll just say this. In the future, there's going to be five kings. The king of diamonds, the king of clubs, the king of spades, the king of hearts, and the king of England. On that note, God bless both of you. Bye-bye.
You know, I just had a quick comment. Hillary and Bill were on stage, and they were making a concession. And they were wearing purple. First time I've ever seen it. Both of them. Both of them. On the world stage. Yes. We were talking about taxes. Gwyneth, I had done a number of in-person seminars at conventions over the years. And I talk about taxes and how to start your own business and avoid paying taxes absolutely legally. Because that's what the wealthy do. They all have businesses. If you look at anybody who's wealthy, they started a business. People generally, almost universally, do not become wealthy as an employee. So I added up taxes, you know, some of the various taxes, maybe a few percent of the number of different taxes in the United States. And when you add it up, as you started to do, it adds up to 65 to 75, maybe 80%.
No,
so people who say, if you ask the GDP, so what percentage do you think you're paying in taxes? Oh, I don't know, 15, 20, 25%. That's what they'll tell you, because they don't get it. They can't add. They are not thinking about all of the little taxes, as you said, the state tax, the local tax, the county tax, the telephone tax, the cell phone tax, the real estate tax, the personal property tax, the sales tax, the tire disposal fee, the battery disposal fee, you know, for your car battery, the sales tax on the battery, the wages that everybody was taxed on when they made the products that you're taxed on to buy, and then the fuel taxes, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. You know, the library cards, the license plates, the renewals of your registration for your vehicle, the sales tax on your vehicle. I mean, it goes on and on and on. By the time you're done, 65, 75, 80%. So when people are trying to figure out exactly how come they're so broke, I think you can start looking at the taxes. And if that doesn't do it, start looking at inflation. And you put the two of them together, and you'll get what Bob Chapman, late great Bob Chapman, said is the reason why people are broke. Taxes and inflation. It costs more, you earn less, and you're in the squeeze. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Gwyneth?
That's about the sum of it. And that's why I'm saying we all need to have a tax revolt. because this has happened before in history, and the only way it stops, Thomas Jefferson said, okay, somebody once asked him, Mr. Jefferson, you know, how far are the British going to go in their tyranny? And he is very famous for replying, as far as you let them. As soon as you start to push back, they will start to back off. And I can say in my own life, okay, that every single time that I have begun to push back legally and lawfully against the beast system, the beast might put up a fight for a while, but every time that I push back against them, they lose. Every single time. And I have a happier life, and I have a more peaceful life now, because I think that part of it is that the beast system has realized that I'm not low-hanging fruit. You know, they still try, but really they've got not a leg to stand on, and if they persist, they are going to get sued. And the damages that I'm going to be seeking are going to be in the order of the millions or tens of millions of dollars. And I've got an open and shut case because they've behaved themselves so badly over the years with multiple times trying to destroy me in every way that they could possibly think of. And unlike the general member of the public out there, I don't have the memory of a goldfish, and I keep records. And I can go back and I can, you know, and I'm a good writer. And I can put together, I don't just write fiction, I don't just write ad copy, I can write legal briefs. If there's anyone out there who needs a legal brief to get written, I can do that. And it will be a paid service, you know. But I've written a lot of legal briefs, and I've self-represented myself in court cases, and they have never, ever won against me. The cases usually ended up getting dropped or thrown out or whatever, you know. It's, you know, they've never won against me. I'm out here, I'm in the wild, and I'm on my own land, and, you know, there's not really much that they can do about it. Because if they tried, then I would have other, you know, other things would happen. Even if I was dead, then other things would happen, and it wouldn't not be in their best interest, and they know it, for anything to happen to me. Because certain information would be released. And the thing is, this is it of drawing on... I know I keep going back to this, but it's true. If you know who you are and who you were in your past life, it can help you to navigate this life. Because the patterns that were formed in your past life tend to get repeated in this life. But you can learn from your mistakes in your past life, and you can do a better job this time, because that's part of the reason why you got sent back here. And part of the reason why I got sent back here was to find Jesus Christ, and so that Jesus Christ could find me, or I could find him, or however it works. Because in my past lives, I was not a good person. I was a transvestite, and I was a pirate, and I was a murderer in my past lives hundreds of years ago. And I was a bandit. I was a pirate. I was a highwayman. I was not a nice person, you know. And you know, but the thing is that I was. The person that I was the result of the circumstances of my life at that time, okay? And I didn't have a good set of circumstances in any of my early life, except for maybe one or two, you know, that weren't so, where I didn't end up being so screwed up. But my past lives where I did end up getting really screwed up of being highly violent, basically a highly violent transvestite, and a couple of my past lives, it was because I was in those lives sexually abused, or where there was a rampant sexual abuse in the community, and where my father disguised me as a boy. This is the George Wilson life. There was rampant sexual abuse in my community, which was Liverpool, and my father disguised me as a boy so that I could go out and play as a child and actually come home in the evening and not be kidnapped and killed. Because Liverpool at that time was an extremely violent place, and I've been able to trace the piece of land that I lived on, and it was right next to the Mersey River. It was near the docks, and it was the rough part of town. So my father, so that I would actually, because, he, you know, in that life, my mother died when I was born. She bled out giving birth to me, and my father never remarried, and he was a surgeon. He couldn't watch me all the time when I was little, so he dressed me as a boy to go out and play. And I played with all the boys, and I roughhoused with them. None of them realized I was a girl, and I was told to keep my mouth shut about the fact that I was a girl. And that, you know, that led to, yes, I survived my childhood. Yes, I was not molested, but it led to me not knowing how to behave as a girl. Does that make sense? And so
we have to adapt. We have to adapt to survive. We come back when it's in class. I'd like to read just a little bit from the Laclede Electric Cooperative piece in rural Missouri, the magazine of which I appeared.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, I just want to share this with you. Mrs. Finelli brought this to me. This is the November 2019 issue of Rural Missouri. It's a large print magazine. Comes out once a month. We receive it in the mail. And it's quite amusing to me. And the back cover has Laclede Electric Cooperative's propaganda on it. And I want to talk about lies. And I'm saying these guys are lying. And I'll define what I mean. Quote, here's what they're saying. Quote, prepaid program. The prepaid program is changing the way people pay for their electricity. It puts members in the account management driver's seat. Buying power, wait a second here. Okay, let me start over. The prepaid program is changing the way people pay for their electricity. It puts members in the account management driver's seat. Buying power, like we purchase gasoline before we use it, allows members to avoid deposits, due dates, and fees. Now think about that. They are telling you that buying electricity before you use it is like buying gasoline. They're saying you buy the gasoline before you use it. There's one big difference. When you buy gasoline, you take possession of it. You literally take possession. With buying electricity, you do not take possession until you use it. Using gasoline and using electricity, buying each is different. But these guys are lying by saying it's the same. It is not the same. That's one thing. So what I'm telling you is words are changing here in the United States. And I object to it. Here's something else. This is staggering to me. I don't think anyone has ever lost an election as badly as I have. There are 28,585 members of Laclede Electric Cooperative. Each one of them can have a vote. Each one. Okay. So there were seven candidates for three districts running. Five out of the seven guys, they're all men running, had beards, white beards, five out of seven. Two out of the seven had a jacket and a tie on. One out of the seven had a jacket and a tie on that fit. Yeah. Two out of the seven had white.
Let me guess who the guy was who had a jacket and a tie that actually fitted.
Okay.
That was true, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I'm looking at two guys here that did not even have a tie on. Had a shirt but no tie. One guy had a plaid shirt. Another guy had a knitted shirt. And no tie. These guys are running for the board of directors of an electric cooperative with 28,585 customers. And they're posing for the picture. We all posed at the same place. We went to the electric cooperative. And two of these guys didn't even wear a tie and jacket. They just had their shirts on. Okay, let me tell you the results.
And
district
number. I'll bet you those beards were not well-groomed barbershop beards. I'll bet they were rough as guts country farmer beards.
You're absolutely right.
Weren't they?
You're absolutely right. So, district number one, a guy named Harris, he won 582 votes out of 28,585 possible votes. He got 582 and he won. The number two guy in the runoff got 254 votes. I got 100 even out of a possible 28,585. District number two, a guy named Hoffman won with 506 votes. His runner-up got 446. His runner-up in district number two got 4.5 times more votes than I did. Okay. District number three, the winner, got Michael Rouse, got 588 votes. The runner-up, Dr. Howell, got 314 votes. So everybody blew my doors off, everybody. And what I'm telling you is, if you think that things are fair, you think that things are logical, and you think that voters are educated, you're confused. So, Rural Missouri magazine is telling you that buying electricity, paying for it in advance, is like paying for gasoline. Bold-faced lie. If they're lying about that, what else are they lying about? I would say a lot. That's my opinion. I hope they come after me. I hope they sue me. Because we'll talk about it every day. Class, you need to take care of yourselves. You need to protect your family. You need to prepare. Life is going to get very, very difficult, in my opinion. It's getting more difficult every day. And if you live in California and you expect that electricity is going to come out of that outlet of yours, you may be very disappointed. Millions have been disappointed in the last couple of weeks. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us and staying the course.
God bless you. I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.